This sound would worry any weekend mechanic. But it inspires adoration for a loyal few. This is the Trabant. It's a tiny, rickety, simple car that began production in East Germany 50 years ago this past week. Mike Annan is a fan, though he acknowledges the limitations of the car.
Well, really, it's a weed whacker in a cardboard box. That's about what it is.
Annan's family brought 6 Trabants to Washington from Baltimore. It was not a pretty sight, sound, or smell. You can really smell the oil.
This is not even that bad. Some of them are pretty bad.
Annan was in Washington to join in a parade of Trabants at the International Spy Museum.
This was the people's car in East Germany during the Cold War.
Peter Ernest is the museum's executive director.
Of course, it was the car of the Stasi, which was the secret police. And, of course, the black Trabants were their car.
A police car that doesn't go very fast?
Well, remember, the cars they were chasing weren't going very fast either, so it was a fair standoff.
The Trabant represented both the dreariness and the absurdity of communism. Spy Museum historian Thomas Bogart grew up in West Berlin and lived there during the fall of the Berlin Wall.
And when the wall came down, which happened very precipitously, suddenly, a lot of East Germans, East Berliners, crossed the border between East and West Berlin, and they came by car. And the car that 99% of East Germans had was the Trabant. So it very much became the symbol of reunification, because you could say all these East Germans, you could clearly say, okay, he's East German because he's in this Trabant.
But collector Mike Annan says the East Germans were in their Trabants only as long as they had to be.
They got in them, they got out of the East, they would leave the keys in them, and the sign title on the dash, and walk away. Oh, see, this is a 79.
Slam the door and the Trabant trembles. That's because its panels are made of a fiberglass-like concoction layered over wool mixed with cotton. At least there's no rust. There's not much of a heating system either, and originally, no seat belts. Still, a ride in a Trabant is a treat once you get it going.
It's hot. Oh, look at what you did.
Yeah, right. It's going to make a...
The last Trabant came off the line in 1991. Since then, derision has turned to affection. A coffee house in Seattle and a punk band in Iceland are named after the Trabant, and there are collectors the world over. All this for a vehicle Time magazine calls one of the 50 worst cars of all time. Still, when you hear that sputter, you can't help but feel the love.
Thanks for the ride.
My pleasure.
How do you get out?
There you go.
This is NPR News.